When Rome dissolved in the 6th century, Roman genius emerged as the universal Christian church, an inspired religious sect grown spontaneously into a vehicle which invested ultimate responsibility for personal salvation in the sovereign individual. The Roman church hit upon schooling as a useful adjunct, and so what few schools could be found after the fall of Rome were in ecclesiastical hands, remaining there for the next 11 or 12 centuries. Promotion inside the church began to depend on having first received training of the Hellenic type. Thus, a brotherhood of thoughtful men was created from the demise of the empire and from the necessity of intellectually defining the new mission. As the church experimented with schooling, students met originally at the teacher's house. But gradually, some church space was dedicated for the purpose. Thanks to competition among church officials, each bishop strove to offer a school, and these in time to be called cathedral schools, attracted attention and some important sponsorship, each being a showcase of the bishop's own educational taste. When the Germanic tribes evacuated Northern Europe, overrunning the South, cathedral schools and monastic schools trained the invading leadership, a precedent of disregarding local interests which has continued ever after. Cathedral schools were the important educational institutions of the Middle Ages. From them derived all the schools of Western Europe, at least in principle. In practice, however, few forms of later schooling would be the intense intellectual centers these were. The 7 liberal arts made up the main curriculum. Lower studies were composed of grammar, rhetoric, and dialectic. Grammar was an introduction to literature, rhetoric an introduction to law and history, dialectic the path to philosophical and metaphysical disputation. Higher studies included arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. Arithmetic was well beyond simple calculation, entering into descriptive and analytical capacities of numbers and their prophetic use, which became modern statistics. Geometry embraced geography and surveying. Music covered a broad course in theory. Astronomy prepared entry into physics and advanced mathematics. Between the 11th and 14th centuries, an attempt to reduce the influence of emotionality in religion took command of church policy. Presenting the teachings of the church in scientific form became the main ecclesiastical purpose of school, a tendency called scholasticism. This shift from emotion to intellect resulted in great skill in analysis, in comparison and contrasts, in classifications and abstractions, as well as famous verbal hair-splitting, like how many angels could dance on the head of a pin. Scholasticism became the basis for future upper-class schooling.